Okay. נשארנו עם בעיה ברמב״ם, רק ננסה לתת את המסגרת, to give the framework של הנקודה. ראינו בגמרא כאן בסוף י' בייז עמד א', בתחילת י' בייז עמד בייז, שכאשר אדם מקדיש ידי עבדו, כלומר שהוא מקדיש המעשה ידיים של עבדו, אז יש כאן פטנט שאוסו העבד רובה ואוכל ואוסה ופורע. והגמרא כאן אומרת שזה תלוי. אם, כלומר הגמרא מביאה את זה כתושמה, כקושיה על רב. לפי רב, אם הבעל נותן מזונות, אז מה כאן כל הפטנט? אז הבעל נותן מזונות, וכל המעשה ידיים של עבד ילכו להקדש, וזהו. In other words, everyone will live happily ever after. למה צריכים כזה פטנט? אז מדובר כאן שבעצם הרב נותן לעבד את המזונות שלו. אלא מה? העבד רוצה איזשהו העדפה. He doesn't want just to live on peanut butter sandwiches. He wants a little ice cream. אז how is he going to get his ice cream? כלומר, המעשה ידיים שלו הולכים ישר להקדש. אז יש כאן פטנט שהוא לווה, ואז הולך לקרבל וקונה את האייס קרים, ואז אחר כך הוא עושה מעשה ידיים, ואז הוא פורע, והוא עושה את המעשה ידיים פחות פחות משבע פרוטה, וככה הוא יכול לשלם לקרבל. That's the, כלומר, ככה גמר אומרת כאן לפי רב. אבל אנחנו לא פוסקים כמו רב. אנחנו פוסקים כמו רב יוחנן, ככה רמב״ם פוסק. רב יוחנן, הלכה כרב יוחנן. אנחנו פוסקים שהרב יכול לומר לעבד, איני, כלומר, פה מעשה ידיך שלי ואיני זנך. אז מה הפשוטו של המקדיש ידי עבדו עושו עבד רובה ואוכל ועושו פורע? זה בלי הגבלה. It's without any limitations. Simply, the עבד is not getting anything from the Adam. He's not getting anything from Hekdesh. He has to live. So for his whatever he needs, הוא צריך כדי חיוסו, הוא צריך העדפה, מה שהוא רוצה, זה הפטנט. Anything he wants. If he wants a peanut butter sandwich, this will be the eitzah. If he wants ice cream, this will be the eitzah. כלומר, אין כאן הגבלות. כל הבעיה היא לפי רב. לפי רב, why come on to this patent altogether? After all, the Evid's getting his mezonot, all for the hadafa. But if we're not dealing with Rav, if we're dealing with Rav Yochanan, l'chora we have over here simply an open heter. We have an open heter for the Evid whenever he wants anything, be it kedei chiyuto, be it yoter mikedei chiyuto, to use his patent. Comes on the Rambam, and for reasons that appear to be a little unknown to us, at least unknown to me, or at least seemingly unknown to me, the Rambam limits the Gemara. The Rambam says, "Hamakdish yidei avdo." Then, "Kol yeter al parnasato kodesh." Period. There's no way of dealing with that that which is yeter al parnasato. That goes directly to hekdesh. Irrelevant. Pachos mikdei pruta, yosim mikdei pruta. That goes up to hekdesh. V'keitzad hu mitparnes. Eved zelove, v'ochel, v'ose uporeya, v'hu sheyase pachos pachos misha v'pruta, v'yifra. She'im asa v'pruta, rishon rishon kana hekdesh. In other words, the whole patent over here is only for kedei chiyuso. Why? Where did this come from? The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara is talking about according to... Gemara says just the opposite. Gemara is talking about according to Rav. And up to kedei chiyuso, the Eved's getting the mizonot from his Adam. And for the Hadafa, uses the patent. According to Rav Yochanan, l'chora, he can always use the patent. He belongs now to Hekdesh, and whatever he wants, up to kedei chiyuso, more than kedei chiyuso, he should have this heter, pachos pachos shavapruta. Why limit it? What's going on over here within the Rambam? Where is he starting off from? That's where we left the problem last time. Why, in other words, that he builds a mirror image of the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to we have Ad Kedei Chiyuso and we have Yoser Mikedei Chiyuso, who we call the Hadafa. So the Gemara Gemara says that according to Rav, sorry, I'm dyslexic. The Gemara says that according to Rav, Al Kedei Teyuso comes from the Adam. The Adam owes this person Al Kedei Teyuso. Yosem Al Kedei Teyuso, this is the patent, Pachos Pachos Mishava Pruto. What would be according to Rav Yochanan? So L'chora, we should say that Pachos Pachos should apply for anything. The Eved, his Masi Adai Yemar Hekdesh, and he can use the patent of Pachos Pachos for here and for here. But the Rambam says, no, Pachos Pachos we use here, and over here, this remains Kodesh. Up to Kedei Teyuso, we have the Eved Pachos Pachos. Yotun Teyuso remains Kodesh, no, it's just the opposite, right? The mirror image what we have over here. Here we have Pachos Pachos Yoser, and Akedei Teyuso the other. Here we have Pachos Pachos Akedei Teyuso, and Kodesh beyond. Where did the Rambam come up with that? Why did he build such a construct? It's not in the Gemara. No? Anyone have a direction? Let's look at one other Rambam. Many times one has to look at Rambams in context. This Rambam is Perek Vav Halacha Yutet. Look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Kafches. Rambam says as follows. V'chein ha-makdish ma'ase yedei ishto. What if we know the Gemara always compares an Eved to an Isha. What if the husband says, Ma'asei yidei ishti are mekudashot? So, the halacha is as follows. Hoyel vehein mishubadim lo, hare kol ma'asei yadeha kodesh. Hola ma'zedome lo omer ilan ze kodesh, kol peroshi yase lehaba kodesh. Vehein kol kayotzebo. Then when it comes to ishto, the moment that he says, in other words, this is a let's move over point here. When we're dealing with Ishto, this is Eved. When we're dealing with Ishto, Melacha is Kodesh, Kodesh. No patent. No patent. This woman can't do Masi Adayim Pachos Pachos Mishava Pruta Loveh Ve'Ochela. She doesn't have that right. Neither Ad Kedei Chiyusa or Yosem Kedei Chiyusa. This patent of Pachos Pachos is only by an Eved, not by an Isha. What's going on over here? L'chora, this is a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula, right? That up to Shema Pruta, it's not Hekdesh. Why can't the woman use it? Why do we say that by the woman, Kodesh, Kodesh? No patent at all. Where is the Rambam coming from? What is his axiom? Where is his starting off point? What's his basic assumption in terms of the nature of the Hekdesh and the nature of Pachos Pachos? Let me just ask, how does this woman live? A husband has to feed her. Right? We have a din of mizonos that are built into the ksuva, or that are then built into the Torah, Sheirak Sutava Onata, the husband feeds her. That's how she lives. Now, in other words, when we're comparing the woman and the Eved, what do we see over here? Where is the... Yes?
Maybe we saw that the Rambam says that the din of tzedakah is falls on other people. Maybe Hekdesh is the Achayrim here, and that they have to...
Okay. Very, very nice. What Shmuel says over here is that we have... We're starting off with the basic assumption. The basic assumption is that when someone is makdish, he's makdish. When he's makdish ma'aseh yadayim, he's makdish ma'aseh yadayim, hook, line, and sinker. Totally. Hakol zekodesh. Zedato. Ein evdel min pachos mishava pruta, yosem mishava pruta. Kodesh, kodesh. That's what he's makdish. What's the woman going to live on? She'll live on mizonos that he's giving her, not on ma'aseh yadav. Ma'aseh yadav mishubadim to him. Mizonos he's going to give her. She's taken care of. When we move over to the Eved of Rabbi Yochanan, he's not getting mizonos. He's not getting mizonos. The owner doesn't owe him a pruta of mizonos. It's a one-way street. Ma'aseh yadayim to the owner, and no mizonos to the Eved. So how's the Eved supposed to live? Two alternatives. Either he's supposed to live off of tzedakah, or out of ma'aseh yadav. out of tzedakah or ma'aseh yadav. Those are his two alternatives of how to live. So here, to live off of tzedakah, that's one option. To live off of ma'aseh yadav, the ma'aseh yadayim belong to hektesh. Here we have the patent of pachos pachos misheva pruta to allow him to live. Namely, that if the two alternatives are pachos pachos misheva pruta or tzedakah, then we have a heter of pachos pachos misheva pruta to enable him to live. But that's it. Once he's living, then we go back to the rule of kodesh. Let me ask you the following question. What if someone makes a neder about himself? And he says, all of my ma'aseh yadai will go to hektesh. Anything I earn is going to go to hektesh. And someone makes such a neder, like Chana made such a neder that my son's going to go to hektesh. Someone will say, I with Gosh Baruch who saved me in the war, all of my income is going to go to hektesh. So what's he going to live on? What would be the halacha for such an individual? The neder is chal, right? Ma'aseh yadav lehektesh. He makes it in the way of yadai lehektesh. We do it in davar sheyesh b'mamash. He'll make it in the proper manner, that it shouldn't be a form of davar shelo b'lo olam, just like by the Eved, by the Isha, right? That he won't say ma'aseh yadai, he'll say yadai lehektesh, right? Yadai avdi lehektesh, yadai ishti lehektesh. He'll say it in the proper way. So what's he going to do? Go to the welfare office and say, I'm sorry, I don't have income. Well, you're earning $100,000 a day, that goes to hektesh. What should be the halacha for that individual? His two alternatives are staka or pachos pachos mishavruta. What do we see in the Rambam?
I don't think we're accepted.
That he should do pachos pachos mishavruta up to kedei chiyuso, and that's it. Namely, we have the pachos pachos mishavruta is a heter in order to live. We're going to take a step back from hektesh. Normally, everything is kadosh. Ad kedei chiyuso, yosef kedei chiyuso. It's all kadosh. But what? We can say that when the woman is getting her parnassah from somewhere else. Then we can say that it's all kadosh. However, the moment that we have two alternatives, either parnassah comes from staka or from pachos pachos, then we take the alternative of pachos pachos. This is a radvaz, black and white. In halacha kaf ches, the radvaz over there on the Rambam says as follows. V'chein nira, b'misha amar ma'aseh yodai kodesh, shelove v'ochel v'eino osa sheva pruta v'pam achas, she'eino b'din shiyu ma'aseh yodav kodesh v'hu yishal ha'ptachim. Zeh nirli barur, that this din of pachos pachos sheva pruta is to prevent the person from having the alternative of eating from staka. Those are the two alternatives. Either he's going to toss himself on the tzibur or pachos pachos sheva pruta. Just taking it one step further. What then, according to the Rambam, is the din of pachos pachos misheva pruta? We have three alternatives. Why is pachos pachos misheva pruta not kadosh? Is it a din that simply hektesh is not chal on pachos misheva pruta? That's one alternative. Is it a din that this is not defined as ma'aseh yadav? He was makdish ma'aseh yadav. This is not ma'aseh yadav. Or is it a din in terms of das, that when the person was makdish, he didn't have in mind pachos pachos misheva pruta? Which of these will fit into the Rambam?
Let me ask you one question. We speak about tzedakah. We speak only about gabbai tzedakah, gabbai tzedakah, kufa tzedakah. In other words, let's say an individual. Is there such a, in the Gemara, such a thing as an individual who wants to give tzedakah to the Eved? Can he take it if this person...
That's the question is whether, if the Eved has the alternative of working and... In other words, being glove, eating, working pachos misheva pruta, and taking care of himself, or going to tzedakah, which of the two alternatives do Chazal present to the individual? So he's saying that the Rambam says that pachos takes precedence over tzedakah.
So he's not allowed to take tzedakah if someone wants to give it to him?
That the person can tell them, what are you coming to me? You have another etzah.
Yeah, but if a person...
Someone wants to give anyone can take care of anyone that they want to. May not be called staka because maybe the person has the ability of doing it on his own. No, but which of these three alternatives fits into the Rambam that we're going to distinguish and say that we're only going to use the patent of pachos pachos up to kedei chiyuso? But beyond Kedei Chiyuso, there's no patent of Pachos Pachos. Let's take it. If the Rambam would have held like Rashi, that Pachos Pachos means it's not Kodesh. There's no reason to distinguish. If Pachos Pachos, Hekdesh is not Chal, my nafkamina, whether Ad Kedei Chiyuso or Me'ever with Kedei Chiyuso. Who had in? If we're going to say that it's not defined as Maase Yodav, he was never Makdish it. Also, my nafkamina between Ad Kedei Chiyuso and Yosef Kedei Chiyuso, he was never Makdish, less than a Sheva Pruta. But if we say no, it's not that he was never Makdish, that in terms of Das, it's all a din of Das, when the person says, what does he think? So then, if the alternative is Tztaka, then he thinks Pachos Misheva Pruta is not Kodesh. But when we don't need an alternative of Tztaka, then even Pachos Misheva Pruta is Kodesh. Namely, that within the world of Das, we can distinguish that Ad Kedei Chiyuso, then the Pachos Misheva Pruta was Alpi Das Makna, was never included in the Nether. So of course, the person has to live. How's he going to live? He's going to live only from Pachos Pachos. But Yosef Kedei Chiyuso. I gave it to Hekdesh, not to that individual. It's irrelevant. Pachos Mishava Pruta, Yosef Mishava Pruta, v'chulei. Then the Rambam, looking back at it, the language of the Rambam fits in so, so beautifully. The Rambam says, Hamakdish Yidei Avdo, Kol HaYeser Al Parnasato, Kodesh. Because that's the rule. That's what we see by Isha. That generally, if you're Makdish, it's Kodesh. But, Ketzad Hu Mitparnes, how is the Eved going to live? So then, Love Ochel Vaoso Poreya Vahushiyasa Pachos Vahuta. Namely, Pachos Pachos is simply a heter in order to enable him to live. But it doesn't go beyond that. Beyond that, this is the rule. The rule is Kodesh. That's what we see by the Isha. The rule is Kodesh as long as you have Mizonas. But if you don't have Mizonas, and the two alternatives are Staka or Pachos Pachos, here we have this principle that Pachos Pachos was never mitkadesh, yes?
Just a general question on Tosfos Dera. If the Das is really so that somebody should have Kedei Chaya, why would he make this strange restriction of Pachos Pachos Mishava Pruta? Why wouldn't the other one just say up until Kedei Chaya it's not Kodesh and then afterwards it is?
Had he said that would have been wonderful. But he was Makdish. So then we have to say, but when he was Makdish, up to Pachos Pachos, he wasn't Makdish. But that Pachos Pachos only the Ad Kedei Chaya. In which had the Adam simply had come along and said, up to Kedei Chiyus, I'm not Makdish. I'm only Makdish Maaseh Yedei Avdi Me'al L'Kedei Chiyus. Then we wouldn't have the whole sukya, right? But the problem over here is that he was Makdish without limitation. Our question is, what do we tell the Eved? So we can tell the Eved that up to Kedei Chiyus, you have this patent of Pachos Pachos. It's Kodesh. No, but over here, since the two alternatives are you're living off at Staka or that the Pachos was not Nikdash, then we'll assume the Pachos was not Nikdash. But beyond, there's no reason to put any Hagbalot, any limitations on the Das of the Baal. And then the Kodesh is Kodesh, just like by Anisha, that the Kodesh is Kodesh. Namely, that we have over here a different principle according to Rav Yochanan than according to Rav. According to Rav, we have a rule. Less than Sheva Pruta, for some reason, is not Kodesh, either because of B'chol Torah Kula, or Das Machna, or it's not Maase Yadayim, and the Eved could take advantage of it whenever he wants. That's within the Rav. But within Rav Yochanan is starting off that basically everything should be Kodesh. But what are we going to do about this Eved staying alive? We have two alternatives, Stuck or Pachos Pachos, that's where the Pachos Pachos comes in. That's what the Radvaz points out. The Nir Eli, if a person, if he had taken another alternative, here we have an Isha, here we have an Eved, what if we have the person himself? We have the person himself. The person is Makdish, Maaseh Yedei Atzmo. So then, beyond Kedei Chiyuso, that's Kodesh. Up to Kedei Chiyuso, where the alternative is Staka or Pachos Pachos, here we have a din of Pachos Pachos. And it's not a din in an Eved, it's a din in when you have an individual who has two alternatives, Staka or Pachos Pachos, we take the approach of Pachos Pachos. But the moment that individual is taken care of, like Ishto, then remains Kadosh. Yes?
Why do we fall automatically to Pachos Pachos? Why
as opposed to Tztaka?
Yeah.
That's what the, in other words, that's what the Revaz understands as the Svara Yashara of the Rambam. That there's no reason to put a person on the responsibility of the Tzibur if there's another alternative. Tztaka is always a last alternative. You know, it's Halavaisha, Yinavil Adam Esatzma Bashuk Va'al Yivakesh Tzedakah. That Asay Shabbat Chachol Va'al, you know, Va'al Tzedakah Abriyos. That Tzedakah is viewed as a last alternative. It's not viewed as a mechubadika manner of remaining alive. If there's no alternative, so then that's one's nisayon. But it's not something that one chooses if there's another alternative. Here we have the alternative of pachos as a heter, but only up to the point of kidei chiyuso. Otherwise, we're dealing with kodesh. Otherwise, we're dealing with move over into the world of me'ila. Yes.
Gemara seems to assume that hektish has some kind of das. Wouldn't hektish want you to get your, you know, day finals as fast and easy as possible, so then kind of get everything else?
When you're in the hands of hektish, then the answer is yes. So when hektish, you're looking at the Gemara from the perspective of Rav, right? Rav's perspective is that the owner basically has a basic cleave to keep this individual alive. Rav Yochanan's perspective is not that way. Rav Yochanan's perspective is that this Eved, in other words, is not owed anything by the Adam. In other words, so from Rav Yochanan's perspective, this is the direction. Okay.
The das of the Makdish.
What Binyamin said, forget about the das of the Makdish. Wouldn't Hektesh want this individual to take more? So we saw in the Gemara that for the Hadafa, that Hektesh is willing to be Mavater on the Hadafa, namely that which is coming to Hektesh in order that this person live better. But we don't know that applies to the world of Rav Yochanan. That's within Rav, not within Rav Yochanan. Okay. Shava Gemara Overet Le Rav Yochanan. Let's now move over to Rav Yochanan, Toshba. Do'ama Rav Yochanan, Hakotea Yad Avdo Shel Chavero, Nosein Shifto Urfu Oso Le Ravo, Ve'oso Ha'even Nizon Men Hatzdaka. Shmamina, from those last five words, Oso Ha'even Nizon Men Hatzdaka, Yochel Harav Lomar Le'evet Asei Imi Ve'eni Zoncha. Can't we set it up as Ma'alegla Mezonos, like we dealt with every other situation according to Rav? Ihachi Amai Nizon Men Hatzdaka. La'adafa. Ihachi Nizon Mitparnes Miboyelei. Ela Lav Shmamina Yochel Shmamina. Okay, here, since the Braisa uses, or we call this Braisa, since Rav Yochanan, black on white, states, Nizon Men Hatzdaka, it's clear what he holds, and again, this is the Psak. Okay, so far, so good. That's what we spoke to up to this point, and then we had the question as to whether Rav Yochanan, Becholza, would view Shnat Batzoret as a different situation, and we saw Machlokes between Bali HaTosfos, the Rosh, the Tur, etc., on one hand, and the Rambam and the Rif on the other hand, as to whether Shnat Batzoret, there is a even according to Rav Yochanan, some form of an ethical chiyuv on the owner to keep the Eved alive. Or this is the problem of Klal Yisrael, not of the owner. He's part of Klal Yisrael. However, what the Gemara now does over here is move into the world of Chabala. Moving over into the world of Chabala. Im adam chovel ben chorin. One person punches someone else in the nose. What are the payments that are owed? Nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, boshes. Okay? Achshav, mishu chovel eved. You punch an eved in the nose. Punch an eved in the nose, teviyah. In other words, the eved rabbi Gamliel, he's punched in the nose by someone who didn't want him to sleep under his bed or in a sukkah, whatever. So he punches in the nose, as nu. Nezek ha'eved mekabel, komar ha'im yesh kan tashlum shel nezek, to whom? To the Adam. Ha'eved hu shayach, gufo shayach la'adam, as ha'nezek, ha'chisaron, ze shayach la'adam. Sheves la'adam. Ken ma'ase yedei ha'eved shayachim la'adam, as ha'sheves la'adam. That takes care of two. Boshet. As Rav Lech Omer, Monis Tekel B'Tosfo, Tosot Omer Sheyesh Machloket Tanaim Im Le'Eved Yesh Boshet. Im Shayach Musag Shol Boshet Eitzel Eved. Aval Im Shayach Musag Shol Boshet, Az Zeholech L'Adom. Ze Ha L'Adom. Okay. Komar, this is the Komar Yeshkan. My nafkamina im achisaron ba'eved ze chisaron mamoni o chisaron nafshi. Komar kol hamase yadayim shel ha'eved kol pegam baguf shel ha'eved holech la'adon. Those three im yesh boshet ze holech la'adon. If we assume that boshes is a pegam, namely that this person's property was nifgam, so the owner of the property gets the pegam. I agree, it's a different kind. Avol ze berur. Ze Tosfot kan omer, black and white. Shifto hainu sheves ketano vegedola. The sheves gadol is nezek. Huadin tzar, that we'll talk about. Uboshes lirabo. Urabanan drav Yehuda, who hold sheesh levet boshet. Okay. Aval legabe ripui v'tzar ze hagmara danakei. Okay, in terms of nezek and shevet, certainly to the adam. If there is boshet, certainly to the adam. In terms of ripui and tzar, as bo nireh tasugia. Amar mar no sein shifto urifuoso lerabo. Kach Rav Yochanan kava shifto pshita. That's maase yadav. That's certainly coming to the Adon. Why does the Rav Yochanan bother to mention Shifto? Refuaso itztrichale. The Chiddush of Rav Yochanan is that the Refua goes to the Adon. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Refuaso didehi. The boi itzuye be. Lo tzricha. Makan refuaso didei. Who is the didei? The Eved. Mapirish refuaso didehu. That the refua should go, as opposed to the nezek and the sheves and the boshes, the refua should go to the eved. Refuaso didehu. The boi atsuyebe. This is being given to the eved, that the eved should get better. Lo tzricha de amduhu lechamisha yomei. That there were two tracks of refua. One is normal refua, in which you pay the doctor for 5 days of treatment, and the other is we pay the doctor for 3 days of treatment, but along with that comes tsar. Mahu detema tsara didehu kamash malan. Here we have Machokis Rashi and Tosos. What is this Mahu Detema? However, both Rashi and Tosos agree in the Kamash Malan. So let's take it stage by stage. What's Rashi's Mahu Detema? Which we have. Starting off this with the following assumptions. The nezek, we have a case of acher, an outsider, kovel eved, an eved kanani which is not his. Nezek goes to the agav. Sheves pshita goes to the agav. Boshes, if there is boshet, pshita goes to the adam. Then we have ripui, and we have tsar. So the Gemara has a havamina. The havamina is that the ripui goes to the eved, not to the adam. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Refuaso didehu. And then the Gemara says that in terms of tsar, we have two forms of tsar. We have tsar of ripui, and we have tsar ba'alma, tsar of the chabot. The classic tsar is the tsar of the chabala. When a person has his nose punched, it hurts him. The whole area hurts him. And then, when his nose is being set, his nose can be set. That's the ripui. In two ways. It can be set gently over the period of 5 days, and then there's no tsar, or it can be set in 3 days, and then he has tsar of the ripui. So the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan was relating to the tsar of the ripui. Mahu detema tsara di dehu kamashmalan. What over here is a hava? So far we have a hava mina that the ripui goes to the eved. Then the Gemara says, we're not talking about the ripui, we're talking about the tsar of the ripui. We have a hava mina that the tsar of the ripui goes to the eved. Mahu detema tsara di dehu, that the tsar of the ripui goes to the eved. Why? What does Rashi learn? Let's look in Rashi. Tsara didei. V'salka daitach amina tsara lo zochirei rachmana. That this hava amina, according to Rashi, extends to all tsar. Hava amina, according to Rashi, that all tsar goes to the eved. Just like we have a hava amina that all the ripui goes to the eved, we have a hava mina salko daitach amina that all the tsar goes to the eved. Ko mashmalan, what's the maskana of the Gemara according to Rashi? Look in Rashi. Ko mashmalan, the chol sheva chaba liyado zoche bo rabo kishoro v'chamoro. What is this ko mashmalan relating to?
Everything.
1, 2, 3. Salka daitach tsara lo zachi le rachmana, that the Adon wasn't zoche, kamash malan, de kol sheva chabo le yado, zoche barabo kisharo vachamoro. That over the kamash malan is that kol hatsar goes to the Adon. Irrelevant whether it's tsar of the ripui or tsar of the chabala, that goes to the Adon. What about ripui? According to Rashi, the Gemara said black on white, refuah so didehi. This is not a havamin according to Rashi. This is a maskana. Namely, the nezik goes to the adam, the sheves goes to the adam, the boshes goes to the adam, the tsar in the maskana goes to the adam. However, the ripui goes to the eved. I, Rav Yochanan, said, shifto urufu aso, go to the adon. What does rufu aso mean? Tsar of the ripui. The tsar of the ripui. This is yukimta, that the tsar of the ripui goes to the eved. This is the way Rashi learns, that Rashi says that the Gemara, this wasn't the havamin, a ripui goes to the eved. This is a mitzius. This is rufu aso didehu. And then what's the difference, according to Rashi, between ripui and, on one hand, the nezek, sheves, boshes, and tsar, on the other hand? Why do nezek, sheves, boshes, and tsar go to the adon? They are shevach. They are considered to be shevach. They are payments coming to, they're the revach, they're the profit of the eved. All profit of the eved goes to the adon. We would have a havam, in other words, by why does refuah go to the eved? The din is that this is not a chob mamoni. This is not something that the eved is accumulating. He's accumulating days of refuah. This is not profit of the eved. This is a halacha that the nechbal has to take care of the eved. The nechbal has to treat whoever was chavur refuah. So didehu. We would have a havamina that the tsar would also go to the eved. That was a havamina. Mashallah, no. The tsar is a payment. There was a chisaron in the eved that he was mitzta'er. That all payments, anything to fill in a loss, that goes to the adam. But in terms of refuah, this is a separate halacha. Tosfos learns very, this is Rashi's picture. Tosfos learns very, very similarly, but slightly different. Tosos Dibur HaMaschil Shma, Tosos, the end of Dibur HaMaschil Shifto, says as follows. ומשעני דנוקת קוטי היד עבדו להשמין עם חידוש שני. דרפואסו לרבו. What does רפואסו לרבו mean? היינו צער דסמה חריפה כדמאסיק. In other words, the baskona is the same as according to Rashi. That when Rabbi Yochanan says refua, he meant tsa'ar de refuaso. That goes to the other. But Tosas first learned the havamina slightly differently. Tosas learned the havamina shehila atzmo, kamo refuaso shehila atzmo, gam kishi yisbol tsa'ar kade lahaviyach skar refuaso yehila atzmo. Aval tsa'ar katiyas hayad pshita de la rabo, o lahachi lotani v'chein laboshas. The Tosa said, Tsar, there was never a Havamina. This is, the picture on the board is Rashi. According to Tosas, Tsar of the Chabalah, Vade goes to the Adam. There was never a Havamina that Tsar of the Chabalah doesn't go to the Adam. Barra, the Tsar of the Chabalah goes to the Adam. Just like the Nezek and the Sheves and the Boshev go to the Adam, the Tsar goes to the Adam. But Tsar of Ripui, we would have thought that since Ripui goes to the Eved, maybe the Tsar of Ripui also goes to the Eved. Kamash Malan, that the tsar of Ripui goes to the Adam. The Kamash Malan is only on the tsar. But the bottom line is the same according to Rashi and Tosaf. The only question according to Rashi and Tosaf is, what is the Havamina? Was there a Havamina that all the tsar goes to the Adam? Or is there only a Havamina that the tsar of the Ripui goes to the Adam? That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosaf. But the bottom line is, Nezek Adam, Sheves Adam, Boshes Adam, Tsar of Ripui and Tsar of Kabbalah go to the Adam. But Ripui itself, this remains in the hands of the Adam. Both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. Rifuaso di Deyu. This is of a different nature. Who disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos? Open a Rambam to Hilchos Chovel Umazik. Let's quote it over here. Perek Dalet Hilchos Chovel Umazik Halacha Yud. The Rambam Paskins. Hachovel be'eved kena'ani shel chaveiro, rabo shel eved notel chamisha devarim. Afilu tziyaro besam v'nisrapi b'mehera hari kol refuoso le'rabo. Namely, that according to the Rambam, Ripui goes to the other. This is Rashi and Tosfos. Ripui goes to the Adam. Rifuaso di Dehu, according to Rambam, is a Havamina, not a Maskana. And the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan is that the Ripui goes to the Adam, even the Tsar of the Ripui goes to the Adam. All Chamisha Dvarim, according to the Rambam, everything goes to the Adam. Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes, all goes to the Adam. According to Rashi and Tosfos, nothing doing, the Rifua goes to the Eved. It was a Havamina. There was a Havamina that the Tsar of the Ripui goes to the Eved as well. Kamash Malan, the Tsar of the Ripui goes to the Adam. What's going on over here? What's the Machlokas over here between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos? Let's try to understand first the Shita of the Rambam. That should be easier. Rashi and Tosfos, we'll have to take it one more step. What's the sheet of the Rambam that Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes all go to the Adam? How does the Rambam view the world of Eved Kanani? What's the relationship between an Adam and Eved Kanani? Again, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yochanan. The husband, the owner can tell the Eved, Maaseh Yadecha Shali Ve'eini Zancha. How did we understand? What's the relationship over here?
Rambam.
The Rambam holds that an Eved is Aroi Ashbach. Aroi Ashbach. So if Aroi Ashbach, there's no nafgamina between Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Boshes. This is all Aroi Ashbach. This is all coming from my chayfetz, from my for my Eved, any payment which is coming because of my Eved, be it on plane A, plane B, plane C, plane D, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. And I'll take this money, and if I want to be merape my Eved with it, I'll be merape my Eved with it. If I decide I'd rather use it to buy a yacht, I'll use it to buy a yacht. In other words, but this is coming to me. It's coming to the Adon, Aroi Ashbach. All of the revach of the Eved comes directly to me. What's the shita of Rashi and Tosfos? Let's just hold off 1 minute. But the Rambam is l'shitato. Once the Rambam passes like Rav Yochanan Aroi Ashbach, everything is clear. Everything goes directly to the Adon. No nafkamina, in other words, between anything. What's the shita of Rashi and Tosfos? We need one more Tosfos. Bonus dakel ka'eta la Tosfos taba. Refuaso didehu v'hodit na'an v'perakachovel v'eved k'na'ani shelo potor mikulon. We have a Mishnah in Baba Kama. Mishnah in Baba Kama, that if we have Adon Chovel Avdo, a person is Chovel his own Eved. So the Mishnah says, Patur Mikulam. Patur Mikulam. That there is no payment from the Adon to his own Eved of Nezek or Tsar or Ripui or Sheves or Boshes. According to whom is this Kaftav Aferach? The Rambam. For the Rambam, it's beautiful. When an outsider hits the Eved, all five payments go to the Eved. All five payments go to the Adon. Right? The Adon is the one who's getting it. So when the Adon is Chovel, he doesn't pay anything. These payments are coming to him. When he's doing the Chabalah, so, in other words, he didn't do anything. Everything came to him. Nothing went to the Eved. But according to Tosfos, that the Ripui goes to the Eved. Why, when an Acher is Chovel, does the Ripui go to the Eved? And when the other is Chovel, is Potter Mikula. Why don't we say over here also that the Ripui should go to the Eved? What difference does it make who hits the Eved? If an Acher hits the Eved, or if the other hits the Eved? That's Tosis's problem. That's Vahod Tanan. What do we do with the Mishnah in Baba Kama? We just say over here, Refuah so didehu. Our Gemara paskins that the refuah goes directly from the chovel to the nechbal to the eved, that there is a responsibility on the part of the chovel to treat the person that he was chovel. My nafgamina, who does it? V'hodit nam beperek hachovel eved kanani shelo potter mikulon. So Tosis gives two answers. Answer number one. Shema yesh lechalek the afal gab tikashok chovel bo acher nosin refosol leeved hu shechovel ba'avdo lo machayev. There's a difference. No explanation. Shema yesh lechalek. Ve'o iname the e ovid lei sama harifa the potter min hamosar kidek amris hacha. That when the Mishnah says over there potter mikulam, from which refua is the Adon potter? From the Tsar de Ripui. The Tsar de Ripui, which comes to the Adon, and that is Patur. But on the Refua itself, in Achinami is Chayiv. And we're still learn the Mishnah over there, like our Gemara, that when the Mishnah over there speaks about, like in our Gemara, when it says Refu Asa la Adon, it means Tsar of the Ripui. So when the Mishnah over there says Patur Mikulam, it means the Tsar of the Ripui. But we have to be consistent, and the Ripui goes to the Eved. This same Tosfos is quoted over there in Baba Kama, on Daf Pei Zayin, just with a switch of the order of the Terutzim, which makes more sense. That the first Terutz is the Ukimta. That really the two Gemaras are one and the same, and we'll set up the Gemara in Mishnah over there as the Ukimta of our Gemara. And then, the Od Yesh Lomar to be Machalek, but without a Hezber. What over here are the two Deos in Tosfos? What over here are the two deos in Tosfos? And we have a dea, patur mikulam, it means that the Adam is patur mirefua. And then we have to distinguish. Why over here does the Ripui go to the Eved, and over here the Adam is patur? Or, really the Adam is chayav berefua. Hi, it says patur mikulam, patur mi Sa'ar HaRefua. Just like our Gemara. If you set it up like our Gemara, the Ptur goes over here. The Adam gets the Tzar HaRefua, so he's Patur when he goes on from the Tzar HaRefua. But Refua itself is Chayef. Nu, what do you say? Yes?
So when somebody else pays, so he pays to the Eved, he pays the refuah to the Eved, in that realm, Mashkan Eved Kanarabo, it doesn't go to the rabbi. But in the realm where the Baal would have to pay the Eved the refuah, so there's no need to go through the transaction. He's already got, he doesn't ever have to pay his own Eved, that his Eved should be coined as something. When it comes to an Acher, then there's a transaction. It first goes to the Eved, and then to the Baal.
You're on the right direction. Okay, that, in other words, what Shmuel is saying is, let's start off with basics. Let's try to understand first why the reap would go to the Eved. So he said that if we take the approach of Aroy Ashbach, so when an Acher is called Vel an Eved, everything goes to the Adam. That's the Rambam. If we take the direction of Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbo, it means that all five payments basically start off going to the Eved. Four of them are transferred to the Adam, and one of them remains by the Eved. Correct? That's in words that all five go to the Eved, four of them are transferred to the Adam. Ripui Rifu Aso Didehu. Namely, that which is Mashek Kona Eved, Kona Rabbo, when we have a Chiyuv Mamoni, which is paid to an Eved, so every Chiyuv Mamoni is transferred over to the Rab. But Refuah is not a Chiyuv Mamoni. Refuah is a din of a necessity to heal the Eved. That remains by the Eved. If we take that approach, so what should be if the Adam is Chovel his own Eved?
There's not.
It's his own property.
If we take that approach, then, l'chora, we should be consistent and say that when a person is chovel and eved, including an adon being chovel and eved, we have five payments that are coming to the eved. But masha kana eved, kana rabbo. Right? In other words, the adon is chayev to pay the eved, but then it goes back to him because of masha kana eved, kana rabbo. But one of those payments, there are only four payments, we apply the din of masha kana eved, kana rabbo. So then really the Adam, the Refuah remains by the Eved. The Refuah remains by the Eved. There's no reason for the Refuah to go to the Adam. The Refuah then would remain by the Eved. Pater Mikula means he's pater from the Tzar of the Refuah. Namely, on four of these that are viewed as monetary payments, we apply Mashekana Eved Kana Rabo. We apply Mashekana Eved Kana Rabo. But on the refuah, which we didn't apply mashekona eved kona rabo, then the adam would be chayev in that refuah. The same way that an outsider would be chayev, that's not a monetary payment. That's a chiyuv on the gavra to be merape the nechbal. The chovel has to be merape the nechbal. If the chovel is an acher, has to be merape the nechbal. If the chovel is the adam, he has to be merape the nechbal. But what over here would be the chiluk? Why would we have a daya in Tosfos that when an acher hurts an eved, the refuah goes to the eved? When the adam hurts his own eved, then he's potter from refuah. Yes?
It is a first when someone else does it. He's not talking about a chiyuv mamon to pay the eved. He's talking about the mitzvah of taking the eved to the doctor and making sure he gets better. When we're talking about the adam, when we're talking about a chiyuv mamon that he has to pay for his doctor, but he doesn't have to pay for the eved's doctor. He just has to either get his eved better or not get his eved. Someone else is referring, you have to get this Eved to maximum capacity. You have to make him better. But not that there's any money exchanging hands, you just have to take him to the doctor.
You want to say that when Tosa says Potter, klum, right? Part of refua, that really he does have to take care of him, just not to pay. Maybe, but then ha'ikar chasem and ha'sefer. We have a stira. Appears that he's not chayev to take care of the eved. Lo mechayev. The acher is nosen refu aso le'eved. Hu shechavo ba'avdo lo mechayev. Yes?
Is it possible that the Adon can be high the Adon anything? And is there a situation saying where we find that the Adon, because he says, I guess it's, I mean, other people can be high to the if someone else hurts the Eved, so since they're hitting the Eved, so they can be high towards him, and going to the Adon. So then you can go through that whole process of, you know, basically, well, we'll end up going to the Adon, well, we'll end up sticking with the Eved. But maybe the relationship between the Adon and the Eved doesn't allow room for him actually to be Mechayev him anything, since he's kind of his possession.
Oh, okay. So what Svi is pointing out is that we have these two Teruts, and we call this Teruts Aleph and this Teruts Bet. So in terms of Teruts Bet, right, so we said as follows, that according to the Rambam, we're dealing with a din of Aroi Yashpach. According to Tosfos Bet, we're dealing with a din of Mashekona Eved on a Rabbi. Just taking a step back. This is what we said up to this point. And according to the Rambam, the din that all these five payments go to the Rav is Aroi Yashpach. And therefore, when the Rav does it, there are no chiyuvim on the Rav. It's his eretz. You want to be chofer bo borot shichin ma'aros. You be chofer bo borot shichin ma'aros. It's his eretz. It may be an isur, but there's no. Just like there may be an isur baltashlis for someone simply to dig holes in his own property. So if someone to punch his eved in the nose, it may be an isur baltashlis. But there's no payment. There are no the dinim of chovel are that payments that are coming to the Rav are passed on to the. The payments that are coming, din of Aroi Yashpach is the payments for hurting the property of the Rav go to the Rav. But when the Rav hurts his own property, pater miklum. That's mitzad the Rambam. According to Tosfos, no. Over here, these payments are din of mashekana eved kona Rav. All these payments basically go to the eved. And from the eved, the chiyuve mamon go to the Rav. Ripui is not a chiyuv mamon. And therefore, ripui remains by the eved. So over here, the payments go to the Eved, four of them go back to the Rav, but Rufu remains by the Eved. That's the way we explain Tosus Bet. What Svi points out is that Tosus Aleph really agrees with the Rambam principle. Aroi Yashpach. Agrees with the Rambam principle that the reason these payments go to the Rav is because of Aroi Ashbach. It's because of Aroi Ashbach. Why then does the refuah go to the Eved? So we're saying Aroi Ashbach, but refuah, we have a chiyuv to take care of a nechbal. We have a chiyuv to be merapei the nechbal. So now the Adon is chayev in this chiyuv to be merapei the nechbal. Aroi Ashbach, all these payments go directly to the Adon. The ripui, which is a halacha, not of money, but it's a din of being of that the money should be used to be merapid nechbal. That the Adon now has to take care of. However, when the Adon is Chovel the Eved, then there's no Machayev in the first place. There's no Machayev of Aroi Ashbach. There's no Ashbach over here to begin with. And therefore, it's Pater Miku. There's no Machayev to begin with. Over here we have a machayev of Aroi Ashbach, we have Shevach, which is coming. Four of them are Mamon, they go directly to the Baal. The fifth one is that there's a chiyuv to be Merape the Eved. There's a chiyuv Merape the Eved, Refuaso Didehu. That goes, that the Adon is chayev to Merape his Eved. The Adon is chayev to Merape the Eved. The money will go to the Adon, but the Adon is chayev to give it to the Eved. However, the moment that the Adon himself is Kovel, there's no Aroi Ashbach, there's no Ashbach, there's no Machayev. There's no Machayev over here to be Merape. There's no Machayev of Nezek, no Machayev of Shevet, no Machayev of Ripoy, no Machayev of Boshes, because of the Din of Aroi Ashbach. And the difference between the Aroi Ashbach of the Rambam and the Aroi Ashbach of Tosos Aleph is that according to the Rambam, Ripoy is a Chiyuv Mamon, like Nezek, like Shevet, like Boshes. And therefore, when the Acher is Chovel, it goes to the Adam. According to Tosus Aleph, Ripoy is a Chiyuv to be Merape the Eved, to go through the motions of being Merape the Eved. It's not a Chiyuv Mamon, it's a Chiyuv on the Adam to be Merape the Eved. But that's all part of the Aroi Ashbach. Masha'en came when the Adam is Chovel, then A agrees with the Rambam, that there's no Chiyuv. That within the Rambam, it's clearly a bit of Aroi Ashbach. Within Tosos, we have two possibilities, either Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo, or Aroi Ashbach. Both of these, when an Acher is Chovel, would bring about the fact that the Eved gets Refuah. Either he gets it directly, Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo, or he gets it via the Adam. But we're dealing with the Chiyuv, which is coming from the outside. Masha'en came when the Adam is Chovel, there's no Chiyuv coming from the outside to begin with. Yes?
Maybe just on Tosfos also, that when an Eved signed up to be with his master, he knew that one of the possibilities was that any kind of Nezek that's dumped him, he's not paid. He's not his own money. He doesn't have to give him any medical care. That's something that when the Eved went into his master, he knew that this was a possibility. But for somebody else to hit him, maybe he had no havmina that this is what I signed up for. I just signed up for someone else not to take care of me. So when someone else does some kind of damage to me, at least the very least he has to do is just take care of me. Meaning there was no kind of agreement between the Eved and this Acher. There's no connection. All those other Nezikin are things that are, for the benefit of the master, but when it comes to his Ripoy, he never signed up for that kind of treatment from somebody else.
But it's not only a din over here. What we're saying, as I understand it, is not only a din in terms of Eved, it's a din in terms of the Chiyuv of Ripui in general. Let's say, for example, that in terms of Nezek and Tsar and Ripui and Sheves, we're saying that these are objective Chiyuvei Mamon. In terms of Ripui, we're saying that that over here the Iker is a Tachlis, that the person should get better. If, let's say, the Chovel were to tell the Nechbal, classically, it's your back is out, you would go to an orthopedist, etc., but I have a friend who's a chiropractor, and he'll get you back on your feet. So the Iker is that there be a refuah. My nafgamina, whether it goes via the orthopedist or it goes via the chiropractor. The Iker is that there be a refuah. That's the bottom line in refuah. Masha'enke, nezek, tzar, ripui, etc. Those are monetary payments. So the question is as to whether the Iker, that there is a refuah, is this b'chol zot a din of aroi ashbach, or is this a din of mashekana evid kona rabo? If it's aroi ashbach, then the adon doesn't have to pay for it. If it's a din of mashekana evid kona rabo, on this level, the bottom line is that there is a chiyuv to be merape the evid, and that ripui has to take place. But it goes beyond an evid. The evid is simply like the tip of the iceberg. That's where we find the distinction in terms of ripui, that sometimes there will be a chiyuv, sometimes there won't be a chiyuv. Masha'enkein, in terms of Ben Chorin, there's always a chiyuv. The question is, what's the nature of the chiyuv? Saying the whole nature of the chiyuv of ripui would be of a different nature. But as to, in terms of the relationship between the Adon and the Eved, if the relationship is one of Aroy Ashbach, even that personal chiyuv never gets off the ground when the Adon is... when the Adon is Chovel. If it's a din of Masha, Kona Evet, Kona Rabo, then the personal Chiyuv does get off the ground. Okay, that's what we have over here in the Sugya of Refuah. There's one more Sugya up to the Mishnah that I asked you to look at, and that's simply to fill in the discussion between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. That, you learned the Gemara to the Mishnah, yes? Okay, so it won't take long. We find the Gemara over here fleshing out the discussion beyond what we have in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we have the beginning of the discussion and the end of the discussion. The question is, what went on in the middle? So we're starting off with Rabbanan. Rabbanan tell us that Shichrur is a zchut. And therefore we have the din of Mizachim. We have Rav Meir telling us that the moment that we have a chov, Kamar, he agrees that Shichrur is a zchut, aval im, it has with it a chov hamitlazeh, that we have a chov that comes along with the zchut, and therefore there is no zachin. In order to have zachin, you have to have a pure chov, a pure zchut. Here we have a chov mitzvah, and the chov mitzvah is hefsei truma. It's a moment that in the chinami, shechur is a zchut, that you know, to be a ben chorin, etc., etc., but we have a chov mitzvah. The bottom line of the Mishnah is that Rabbanan distinguish. They say that if the chov is a chov mahuti mitzvah, like mizonos isha, like hefsei mizonos isha, then that's no zachin. But if the chov is a chov tzadi, it's an incidental chov. It doesn't come from the shichur. Hefsei mizonos isha comes from the gerushin. Comes directly from the gerushin. But over here, we have a side issue, like the chov of hefsei truma. Then, we still say zachin. Because it's just a chov tzadi. That's what we have in the Mishnah. Neshu kinyan, right? Just to go back to the Mishnah. Rabbanan say that shichur yavadim zochin lo lemishal b'fanav, and Rav Meir says v'harehu posel avdo min hatruma, and they answer him neishu kinyana. Here the Gemara fills in a discussion between Rav Meir and Rabbanan. Amar Rav Elazar. Amarnu lo lemeir, ma zechut hu le'eved sheyotze mitachas yado l'cheirus? Amar lanu, chov hu lo. Sorry, amar v'vedam, v'halo zechut hu le'eved sheyotze tachas rabo l'cheirus, anu chov hu lo, sh'im haya eved koin posol min ha'truma. Amarnu lo, v'halo im yirtze shelo lezuno shelo lefarneso rashai. Amar lanu uma ilu evet kohen shebarach ve'eshes kohen shemorda albala halo ochin betruma v'zeino ochel, etc. Namely, that we have over here 2a. 2a. That Rabbanan said that there is, that Hefse Truma is not a chov, because there is no chiyuv of Truma. The Adam doesn't have to give the Eved Truma. The Adam doesn't have to feed the Eved. He could say any zancha. And Rav Meir says that you misunderstood me, that you're dealing with Hefse Truma from the Baal. I'm talking about Hefse Truma from the Olam. That the Eved can run away and he can still eat Truma until the Shichur, and that's considered to be the Chov. And on that, Rabbanan answer, fine, but that's still a Chov HaMitlaveh. Namely, that we have over here a question, Hefse Truma from whom? That the Rabbanan thought originally that the Hefse Truma was from the Adon, and that's not, then the Shichur is not a Chov, because the Adon can still be Tein Yizancha. Rav Meir answers back, I'm talking about Hefse Truma from the Olam, and that L'chor is a Chov, and Rabbanan say, no, that's also a Chov HaMitlaveh. So that's simply what the Gemara fills in over here. But then the Gemara was bothered, and if you give him an Aleph, Sof Kol Sof, we have a Mishnah that deals with Avadim. Rav Meir's Chov is a din of an Eved Kohen. What do we do by an Eved Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Eved Yisrael Ma'ika Lameimar, Amar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Neshem Mafsido Mishivcha Kananis. Adaraba Harehu Matiro Bebaschorin, Avdo Behefkera Nichale, Zilale Shrichale Pritzale. That we have a chov which is a real, real chov according to Rav Meir. Namely, let's move our to our chov mahuti. Rabbanan agreed that if you have a chov mahuti, then there's no zachin. Rav Meir says we have a chov mahuti. We have a chov mahuti. He loses out on the shifcha. On the shifcha. What did Rabbanan respond to that? What's the response of Rabbanan? That's missing from the Gemara. In other words, Rav Meir comes number four. Rav Meir says we have a chov mahuti. You agree that if we have a chov mahuti, like by Mezonos Isha, that ain't zachin. Here we have a chov mahuti. We have hefse shifcha knanis. We have the hefset of shifcha knanis. And if you're going to answer, but you get a baschorin, but we have avda behefkeru necholei. What did Rabbanan answer to avda behefkeru necholei? Yes?
Is it possible that Rabbanan could say enachanami, but you could still have zachin with a little bit of both?
That we don't, in other words, it appears from the whole language of the Mishnah, where it ends up Neshihu Kinyono, that were we to have, I mean, so close if Rabbanan agree that Gerushin is a chov. Why? Because there is a Hefsed Mezonos. Now, Hefsed Mezonos is not the be-all and end-all of a person's life. In other words, we're dealing with a woman who basically wants to get divorced, she'd be happy to get divorced, but you have a Hefsed Mezonos. That's called Chofula. The moment that we have a Hefsed Mezonos, that's Chofula, because we have a Chov Mahuti, which is Mitzvah. It's not a pure zachin. So here Rav Meir says, I have a chov mahuti, which is mitzvah. The hefset of shivcha kananis. What do Rabbanan disagree? On what point do Rabbanan disagree?
Because he says, I think that the drawback of his freedom and the shivcha kananis.
He'd rather have his freedom. But what does that do to the chov? In other words, what? Why is that no longer called a chov mahuti? So we have a schus. We have a schus. He wants to be free. And it comes along with a chov.
Makes it incidental.
It makes it incidental, but how does that turn into incidental? Shivcha Kananis only comes about via Shichur. It's not like transferring bailus from a Kohen to a Yisrael. That turns it into incidental. It means it's not a din in Avdus, it's a din in bailus. But over here, Shivcha Kananis is a din in Avdus.
Those two things together ultimately end up as an overall schud. Meaning, even though it's my issue, so marriage, that's like one issue.
V'yesh lomar demodu rabbanan denechalei behefkeira, Elohacha gabe eved leslehu, lefishahu meshubad, ureshut acherim alav, v'godol hu zechut shel shichur mishel hefkera. How is this different than saying that we have that what we said up to this point? In other words, when we have a case, just put the two cases on the board. When we have a case of a zchut and a chov mahti amitvaver. What's the difference between two sides of this equation? That when we have a schud and a chov hamitlaver, like mizonos, had this really come about, had the hefsek mizonos come about via the shichrur, then that would have broken the din of zochim. Just Rabbanan say it doesn't come about because of shichrur, it comes about because of bayus. But had the hefsek mizonos come about because of shichrur, then Rabbanan would have agreed with Rav Meir. But when we have the chov hamitlaver hefsek shichrur, even though clearly it comes about because of the shichrur, that, according to Rabbanan, doesn't break. Because here we say that the ikar is the cheirus. But here, also we have the same cheirus. Why over here do we have more, according to Rabbanan, why is the hefsed of the shichrur somehow neutralized because of the gadol hacheirus? But the hefsed mizonos is not neutralized by the gadol l'cheirus. The hefsed mizonos, we have to come on to, is it mahuti, is it not mahuti? If it would be mahuti, if it would be really essential, then it would knock off the zochim. Over here we're dealing with something which clearly is essential. Clearly the hefsed shichrur comes about because of the shichrur, and yet, here we say we'll look at the total picture, and over here we're looking at the fact that we have something which is mitlaver. What's the difference in these two situations? Yes?
Well, the hesedism is an objective hesed. But a shivcha is not an objective hesed, it just happens to be, it's micha lei to be with a shivcha. So when we're talking about subjective zuchuyas and chovos, so then you can add things up. And the total picture is subjectively he would rather be free than be have the hefkera, so then we can.
But then you're leaving it up to the individual. I mean, if we have an eved who's really a mushchas, then it's a chov to him. And if we have an eved who's basically more of an ethical person with integrity, then we say it's a schus. That's not what Tosa says. Tosa says, in achinami, every individual, modi rabbanu nechalei behefkeira. In other words, it's not a question as to whether there is a subjective nechalei or not. There is a nechalei. But we say over here, gadol hacheiros. Yes?
When we say a chov is a mahus, we're talking about something that's essential for life.
Yes.
So when we talk about, so that's mizonos. But for the hefsed of the shichrur, that's not something that's necessary for life.
Yeah, it's so, a possible chiluk, but I think there's something which is binyamin. What did you want to say earlier?
Eating is not an action which is unique to slaves, as opposed to being with the shichrur is something which is unique to slavery. So the fact that he loses food, that has nothing to do with his overall status as being a slave.
Okay, in other words, if I can take what Binyamin said and maybe just conceptualize it a little bit, what Binyamin is saying is that over here we have a zechut of cheirus, And then we have an issue of a chov. We have a chov. It's true, it's real, it's meaningful. Eli pointed out it may even be something which is essential to life. Fine. But it's a chov that, and even if we say it comes about because of the chayrus, but we're dealing with a chov which is not built into the state of avdus. Ma she'en kein, chayrus and hefkerus, this is a package deal. Namely, that when you become a ben chorin, you give up on hefkerus. When you're an eved, the nature of an eved is one of hefkerus. The gadol hacherus means that this is a package deal. It's not as though we have avdus. It's not as though we have a zchut and a chov. It's not as a zchut and a chov. We're dealing over here with two sides of the same coin. That the chayrus comes about by giving up your hefkerus. That's exactly the nature of chayrus. The chayrus comes about with the taking of responsibility. Avdus is a din of hefkerus. There's no responsibility in the essence of avdus. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't say that I want to be free, but I want to be mufkar. That's a tarte de sasre. You could say I want to be free, but I want to still have mizonos. That's not a tarte de sasre. Right? There are a lot of people who have mizonos even though that they're free. Nisha has mizonos. In other words, there are a lot of people that it's not a halacha that you can't be free and have mizonos. But you can't be free and be mufkar. That's the gadol. Namely, that what I'm saying over here is this is part of the package deal. This is the nature of kairos is that you're giving up hefkerus, and that, according to Rabbanan, is what the zchus is. The zchus is to be free, but by its nature, by definition, being free means not being mufkar. So therefore, we can't speak about hefkerus as being a chov hamitzlave. It's not a chov hamitzlave. It's the other side of the coin of kairos. Chayrus comes about with a certain with a certain responsibility. That's the nature of chayrus. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. In achinami nechalei behefker, aval hacha gabei eved that leslehu lefishu meshubad rishus acherim of gadol hu zechut shel shichur mishel hefkera. He has to make a choice. What's better, chayrus or hefkerus? Right? In other words, hefkerus means avdus and chayrus means chayrus. And we say that in eved views chayrus as a zchus, even though he knows that it comes about by giving up his hefkerus. That's Rabbanan's shita, that we don't view it as a chov, we view it as simply the package deal of chayrus. The package deal is the zchus. Okay, kach nirelei. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like to do with you on Yirtzeh Hashem and Yom Rishon is as follows. We have a havamina in the Gemara, and then we have a maskana. The Hava Mina is that our Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is dealing with the din of Divrei Shchimei Rav Ketzuvim Masurim Damu, and the Maskana is that we're dealing with Mamad Shloshtan. We have over here one, two, three long Tosfos dealing with the Hava Mina. I don't think we'll get much beyond that. In other words, if we can finish you should see the Gemara in terms of where we're moving towards. But we'll discuss the Mishnah and the Gemara up to Rav Zvid with the three Tosfos. There's a very, very, very important sos in Siman Kuf Pe Ches Sivkatan Beis that I'd like you to see. And other than that, again, to look in the Rishonim, but in other words, just I have nothing specific other than to try and flesh out the din of Divrei Shchimei Rav Ketzuvim Masurim Damu with the Maror Makomos of Tosfos and with the sugyas that are mentioned. You know, it's over here on the side. Kufnun Aleph, Kufayin Hayim, Baba Basra. You know, it's that those are the ones that are mentioned over here in Tosfos as well. So to see the din of Divrei Shchimei Rav. Okay, and then for next Wednesday, Amir Hashem, we'll get into Mamad Shloshtan and try to understand what is the takana of Mamad Shloshtan. And for that, we have to see the entire sugya, Gemara and Rashi, and then we'll take it step by step in terms of going through the conditions of Mamad Shloshtan. So, I would like to put up a notice. I'd like to have a meeting with everyone on Sunday, Emir Tzashem, before the shiur, 11:15. I think we could finish by 11:30, you know, just with the whole kolel, and then we'll continue with the shiur. Okay, just to discuss from now until Pesach what's on.